We went across the Atlantic in a good convoy, and we were taken to Scotland. There we were put into Loch Long, northwest of Glasgow, and left for a week. Why? They had not assembled their convoy yet. So I've got some pictures of the other ships in Loch Long, because they were all loaded way down, and we all had locomotives for the Russian narrow gauge railway, and we were all wondering how they would get us to Russia. What they did was they sent us up the coast to another bay in Scotland, and slowly the ships assembled there. An open bay, but they had it well guarded. And then the ships formed a convoy of 24 ships only, and we started west. I said, what are we doing, going back to New York? No, we went back as far as Iceland. And then I woke up one morning and looked around. Well, the escort had left us, all our escort, all the little British corvettes had gone. We had nothing. I said, wait a minute, treating us this way? So the very next morning after that, I woke up, went up to see what was happening, and we were heading due north, wind was against us, and I looked out, and there the escorts were four brand new British destroyers. Even in the Jane's fighting ships, which I had with me, there was no such ships described. And then, in the middle of the convoy, was an anti-aircraft gun ship, anti-aircraft cruiser, again, brand new. And right ahead of her was a small Jeep carrier, small aircraft carrier built on a C-3 freighter hull. And she was there too. So I saw that we had the very finest escort anybody could ever want going north. And we took those ships up. And we had a horrible storms going up there, but we finally made it to Murmansk. And we got there in the misery of the winter. They only sent them up in the winter because they had to keep them concealed as much as possible from the German Air Force. So in the darkness, it was easier to protect the ships than in the light. So they didn't send anybody up in summer with the eternal sunshine. They sent us up in winter. And when we got up,